Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 4:32 p.m. on the 22nd of September, 2020. And I put us back in the middle of contact report 249 again because it's just, I think this is so critical. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. So maybe there's some of you that are also trying to wrap your mind around this. So let me read a little section that Billy is speaking here, and then I'll have a little commentary on it. It says, Billy, but first the earthlings will continue to drive us crazy. If I think only of television, radio, and press, which literally cultivate all evils by glorifying violence through films and books as well as theater and so on. Well, I have to point myself as being very guilty of this myself. There's something called a series called John Wick, and it's been on since at least 2014, and it's just Keanu Reeves, and he plays a retired hitman, and it's just nothing but continual violence over and over again. And so I'm trying to wean myself off of these things because they're very, very damaging. And it gets more in depth here. Also, news and other sensational reports belong to it. The more TV, radio, and press about atrocities like murder and manslaughter, mass murders, torture, sectarian excesses, wars and revolutions, rape, drug addiction, alcoholism, medication addiction, capital crimes, racial and xenophobic hatred, extremism, neo-Nazism, Ku Klux Klan, death penalty, etc. The more media and the media are informed about the violence, the more imitators appear. The more they take an example from reports and events and begin to act equally. Just like I hate to see people post things about, animals that were killed or abused or anything like that. This actually causes imitators. And I know there's a lot of people that continually are harping on child abuse, and they're creating more imitators. So I have to try to kind of pull myself back from this a lot more. I'm working on that. The more imitators appear, the more they take an example from reports and events and begin to act equally. TV, radio, and newspaper reports, etc., about such degenerate events and acts have the same effect as when petrol or explosives are poured or thrown into a fire. Now, think about that. So the radio show host or the TV person that talks about, oh, it's so terrible, the child abuse, and it's so terrible, the animal abuse, and what they're really doing is throwing gasoline on fire, but they don't realize it. But it's a weird compulsion. If you think about it, the desire should be for beauty and love and think of the creation and add the goodness. You don't expose the badness. It's like, you don't expose the badness in order to make the badness go away. If you expose horribleness, it spreads just like a disease. It propagates. The fire is ignited explosively, or a huge explosion takes place. Press, television, and radio reports are based solely on sensationalism. They must be banned at all costs. Now, think about that. This is the Meyer information. This is some of the greatest wisdom that we've ever come across. What do they say? Ban it. Whoa, that's pretty heavy. Freedom of the press or not, they say ban it. They must be banned at all costs, freedom of the press or not. In any case, such sensational reports only promote violence and the whole crime, as well as contempt for human beings, and much more in the same framework. You know, another thing that pops in my mind here, and a lot of things are popping in my mind this afternoon, this evening. I think it interrupts the flow of our life too, and our striving. I think we get hung up on these, watching these things. You know, like I watch a lot of war documentaries. I don't know that that's good either. This is also the case with the alleged anti-war films, and the endless repetition of feature films as well as book presentations of factual reports on the cruel events of World War II. Yeah, that would be. I do end up watching a lot of that. These films and books also produce the opposite of what is propagated. Instead of thinking and becoming more peaceful, through these books and films, etc., man becomes only more aggressive through all the endless nonsense whereby all evil is more promoted, namely the desire to cross, the desire in the sense to kill, to murder and manslaughter, to torture, to torment, most vicious violence, to crime, hate, human trafficking, slavery, prostitution, child desecration, and child killing, contempt of man, greed, envy, rape, sexual degeneration, destruction of evolution, destruction of life, extermination, misery, and misery as well as cruelest evils, more exactly as it is shown in these films, or illustrated and written in books, newspapers, and magazines, as it is said on the radio and shown on television or in theatrical performances. All this, however, is fueled by brutal and horror films. That's another thing I think that are very unhealthy, are the horror films. Anything that puts you in a state where you're not neutral positive at all, you're completely in a state of, you know, fear or excitation. You should try to be keeping yourself calm and stable, but no, we want to get excited, even if it's a bad excitement, which many people are addicted to because their intelligence is not sufficient to recognize the nonsense and the tremendous dangers of human brutalization and consciousness stupefaction. That's another thing that occurs, I think, when there's a lot of fear. You kind of get into this, you know, you've heard of the, you know, the saying, the deer in the headlights, but it's the same way with human beings. When our consciousness, we become stupefied, just in a kind of a state of, we're frozen. And all this is tolerated by the responsible persons of all the governments, and often still supported because they are too blind, stupid, and uneducated, illogical, and even stupid as a result, of which they do not see and do not recognize the truth and the effectivities. They promote all evils and hardships and all misery by branching off subsidies from taxpayers' money and by glorifying violence and all human degenerations. I'm so glad there's a lot of people doing this peace meditation. I think that's another great thing. If anyone listening is involved in that, my hat's off to you. Great work. Keep it up. They promote all evils and hardships and all misery by branching off subsidies from taxpayers' money and by glorifying violence and all human degenerations, up to and including absolute contempt for man and destruction of life. For film, book, and art makers who often glorify violence and all human degenerations through their dubious and often blatant nonsense works, always under the guise that their works are directed against destruction, degeneration. You know, that's what the thing with people that put out this stuff, and they want to expose all the badness. They do not realize the damage they do. And I was not nearly aware of it either. But if you look inside how you feel and what your thoughts are when you're watching this stuff, then you will recognize that it's not equalized and balanced, it isn't neutral positive. Pita says, for each word, I can only admit to you that each one corresponds to the full truth and reality, and that there is no doubt about it. So Billy then changes the topic to surnames at that point, which I think I'll skip for now. I don't want to introduce another topic. But I do want to read from page 272 of Makder Gedanken, The Might of Thoughts. And it talks a little about being in a semi-conscious state, which I think a lot of these radios, things and movie things put you in a semi-conscious state. He is thereby able to combat and resolve his or her own affliction and that of his fellow human beings, and he recognizes that he really and truthfully does consequently no longer leads a life in a semi-conscious state. So that's where we want to be. We want to be fully conscious and not in a stupefaction that's brought on by the media, which I think their main goal is stupefaction of everyone sometimes. The human being thereby shows and reveals to himself the way to peace, to the real love, to the true freedom, to understanding, to power, and to harmony and equalizedness. It's interesting, he talks about real love here, and there's a beautiful verse that says, love is the highest principle in all creation, and through it everything exists in absolute logic. And I believe when you're in absolute logic, then you have that equalized harmony that we just read about. The price for that is the constant watchfulness and conscious effort to always keep everything under control and tend and nurture it. And that's the other thing, you know. I find I'm doing my best when I have one of these verses that I'm trying to memorize or I'm contemplating it continually. And then you kind of tend to nurture a good, healthy thought. Because otherwise, with a slackening off, that which is negative and negative very quickly gains the upper hand. And again, I go through these stages where I can feel myself slackening off a little bit. I'm not as aware. I'm not speaking to my own consciousness very much anymore. And I think it's real important to stay on top of these things. Otherwise, it seems that the stress and the pressures come in from the outside, or it's that our thinking is not in the right state to deal with the pressures. The advice is great enough to be followed and to form one's life in a healthy, neutral, positive, equalized, and powerful way, but it is too great to be simple, which is why it is connected with an extraordinary amount of effort and an affliction, and with the making of many errors, which the human being must take upon him or herself if he or she wants to be knowingly evolutive, affirming of life, and powerful. It does not happen without effort, affliction, making errors. But it all happens without compulsion, because there is no kind and wise necessary for progress to that which is higher. So I guess what we're trying to get here is where we're living with ourselves in peace. It's been very interesting looking at this information on feelings The Meyer information on feelings that's talked about in The Might of Thoughts. And I never, and I still to this day, I don't think I give enough credit to feelings. Feelings simplify things. They allow us to discharge the energies of the thoughts. There's something taxing about a very complicated discussion or interactions with many other people. And if it can be reduced to a feelings, it makes things easier and bearable. And those healthy feelings discharge power to the psyche. Your psyche controls the thoughts and the feelings of your material consciousness. Your material consciousness is your conscious mind, your subconscious mind. It's who you are in this lifetime. And if you have good, neutral, positive feelings, they deliver power to your psyche. Now, you probably felt before where you had negative thoughts that took power away from your psyche. Like when you're watching real violent films, and again, I'm not throwing rocks at people because I do it myself. But especially if they're really dark. Have you ever heard of the Jack Reacher movie, Tom Cruise? It, for some reason, it does bother my psyche when I watch that movie. It's not just the violence, although the violence certainly is part of it. But I think it's dark. It's filmed in very dark areas and sometimes filmed in bad weather. And there's a lot of violence and it's very vicious violence when it is violent. And it starts to rob the psyche of power. I can kind of feel it that way at times. So what we're looking to recognize is that feelings should be manifesting slowly and in a healthy manner from our thoughts. And feelings can be a long-lasting duration, as opposed to emotions, which are typically short. And I think a lot of those violent movies stimulate emotion. And I think that there's something in the human being that we get as kind of a twisted pleasure sometimes from emotions being stimulated. I think because it appeals to a primitive part of our mind and our psyche. So the feelings manifest slowly. So you have to, it takes some thought and patience. And emotions are usually short. But the feelings keep order in the mind and the psyche. Without the feelings, our thoughts would be confused. Even the Goblet of Truth talks about the importance of the thoughts and feelings. And Goblet of Truth, chapter 28, line 163 says, "You, however, remain connected with your thoughts and feelings in fine fluidness in a swing-based wise. Thus, everything sent out attracts through the interaction things of the same kind, and they come back to you again." So maybe don't be thinking about violence because you could bring it back to yourself. I have to talk myself into this. I must admit, I need to change some of my own focus on this sort of thing. Feelings are very important and are therefore also extremely useful. Consequently, they must not simply be fought and eliminated. Particularly, males fight their feelings a lot, which is very unhealthy, evidently. They also must not happen by means of a positive or a neutral positive equalized thinking. Let me read that again. That didn't make sense. That also must not happen by means of a positive or neutral positive equalized thinking. And indeed, neither the conscious nor the unconscious thoughts which in the latter case are practically uncontrollable. So the unconscious are practically uncontrollable. It must never be forgotten nor disregarded that feelings have an existential and thereby life-sustaining significance and function, for which reason they are useful and must not be stifled and abolished nor manipulated in a one-sided form. I wonder if there's a way to stimulate healthy feelings, maybe contemplating creation, perhaps. I go out to Contemplate Creation on YouTube. If you want to see the visual portion of this show, I'm sure most people are listening to it, hopefully there. Contemplate Creation on YouTube. I think one of the most important things that we can do is focus on creation. And I come through creation, I think, to me, I love the verses where it says things like the incredible splendor of nature is the visible expression of the love of creation. And the creation radiates love. So, you know, we a lot of times don't realize it, but we come up against the radiating love of creation. What does it say? Every love. It says that every tiny plant and every tiny animal fulfills its purpose in love, and love will forever be the purpose of our existence. So this is, of course, brotherly love, effective love, live and help live. I was trying to save my cats were chasing down an animal. I couldn't quite tell for sure if it was a chipmunk or a mouse, and I was just trying to get my broom and to push the cat, mainly one cat, away. Unfortunately, with cats, they tend to, and that's a mystery. That's one of the strange things about creation, is that there is this predator-prey relationship. Even though, you know, the creation is impersonal and neutral, but it radiates love. And at the same time, we have this strange predator-prey relationship going on. And I wonder if in the higher stages of evolution of universes, if the predator and prey relationship stops. Because I think that would be an improvement. One of the most interesting things, too, in the Meyer information, and we were reading about this in one of our contact reports, is how the Pleiaren categorize life a little differently than we would think of it. Or they, like plants, like trees, they categorize as, did they say life forms, but not necessarily living things, because they don't have the ability to move? There's something I need to repeat again to get my mind wrapped around it again. But anyway, the feelings have a very life-sustaining significance. And I think it's very important that we don't stifle them or abolish them or manipulate them. And it's funny, I often wonder, okay, I'm nurturing my thoughts and I'm telling myself I'm confident, I'm optimistic, I'm relaxed, I'm cheerful. But am I also, sometimes when I'm doing that, manipulating my feelings? Because I do start to feel better. Maybe it's not really a direct manipulation of my feelings, though. Might of Thoughts, page 104. The thoughts need an opportunity to discharge their powers. You know, so don't wait to the point where you want to yell. That's one way you can discharge the powers, but I don't think that's what they're talking about here. So that they do not become excessive and do not become confusing. So your thoughts need to be able to discharge through healthy feelings before they become excessive and confusing. I think if you're yelling, you've probably your thoughts have become excessive and confusing. However, this discharging opportunity is the feelings. So the feelings, which are formed by the mind of the thoughts and which in turn must also discharge themselves. For that reason, they deliver their foreign power to the psyche. So when these feelings are discharging the power of the thoughts, they probably, I don't think it's necessarily healthy for feelings that are not neutral positive to be, well, that would be a good question for Billy. Is there a time when you should allow yourself to discharge the unhealthy energies, rather, but then I imagine if you do, then that's when you could damage your psyche or some damage to your psyche. Because we don't want to disturb the mind or purpose. We don't want to throw things off to make things indistinct, to mix things indiscriminately or jumble. And I think the expression of anger has a way of doing that. But there is a certain amount of discharge there. So maybe there is a little bit of healthy and a lot of bad with anger. Anger also, cultivating anger can cause cancers in like your liver and things like that. So, it's very interesting, this whole topic is, and it's something that's grown on me slowly, like just like feelings. So feelings represent primary processes in the carrying out of life, and we shouldn't eliminate or stifle them. They shouldn't be coerced with Gewalt or be fought and eliminated. Oh, there's another question I'd like to ask Billy. Do we fight against anger then, is the question. I think maybe, well, I shouldn't even speculate on that. But the difference between feelings and emotion is easy to recognize for every human being. Again, the emotions surge up quickly like lightning. They're typically uncontrollable and they're of a very short duration. Where the feelings are slow, they manifest slowly, they have a preceding thought process. And there is no preceding thought process when your emotions are taking over. So, yes, believe it or not, I think we're out of time, folks. You've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. We've been talking about the book Might of Thoughts by Billy Meyer. And we were also talking about, I think it was Contact Report 249, and talking about the danger of mass media. And they focus on negative so much. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.